Throughout the month of Ramadan, we've also been discussing various social etiquettes. From an Islamic point of view, the deen of Islam is all-encompassing. It covers every aspect of our lives, and therefore, we need to be, together with practicing on other aspects, we need to also focus on social etiquettes. Now, one of the things is musafaha, which is shaking of the hands, and mu'alaqa, which is embracing. Musafaha is the completion of salam. Therefore, one should not make musafaha without salam. You can't just shake hands without saying the words of salam. Musafaha can be made on arrival or in departure. And to make musafaha on other occasions, like after salah, or after the Eid salah, or after nikah, these are baseless. They have no origins in the deen of Islam. Another important point we need to remember is that you shouldn't demand or expect to make musafaha with someone when that person's hands is involved in acts of necessities. On that occasion, if someone is busy with something, then you can suffice with salam. Similarly, a person is hurrying along the road. Now, you want to greet that person, greet the person quickly and allow the person to continue. By you now shaking hands every time you see the person, that may slow the person down. When arriving in a gathering, there's no need to make musafaha with every person present. Make musafaha perhaps with the one person that you intend to see. And when making musafaha, the hands should not contain anything. Some people make musafaha with money in their hands, and that way they present a gift. If we look at it strictly from an Islamic point of view, this is improper. Musafaha is a sunnah act, which is an act of worship. It should not be corrupted with any worldly aspect to it. When making musafaha, take into consideration the pleasure and the comfort of the one whom you intend to make musafaha. Do not adopt a method which will inconvenience that person. Sometimes, you know, you have these ulama or the mashayikh that give a lecture, and sometimes a person, the guest is a bit tired, or the guest is not well, and then people come and they all surround that person and make it difficult for the person. Now, while that is a good thing to try and gain barakah from our mashayikh, it shouldn't be done in such a way that it inconveniences others. Some people make musafaha and kiss their hands or place it on their heart. This is also no basis to it. Then part of our greeting is mu'anaka. Mu'anaka means for two people to bring their necks close to each other, which would also normally result in the chests to touch. Mu'anaka is done to show respect and honor when welcoming a Muslim brother after a journey or meeting after a lengthy separation. And when making mu'anaka, embrace on one side will be sufficient. Some people persist on the three sides. So that is something that is also, there's no basis. One side is sufficient. Let us understand that. So these are some basic etiquettes with regards to life. The important thing is that by the end of Ramadan, we need to cover all aspects of our life and improve that we are better people for the sake of Allah, that we've educated ourselves, and that we've are practicing on Islam in every way. Islam is a complete deen that covers all aspects of our religion.